Nolte, Yes, Democrats Really Do Want to Groom Your Children. By John Nolte on April 6, 2022. Of course the political left and the Democrat Party want to sexually groom little kids. The evidence is everywhere and the reasons why are sick and political. Is this not clear enough for you? How about this? Or this? Or the debate we're having right now? The left, we don't want to sexualize little kids behind the backs of parents. Stop saying that. It's a lie. Florida, we're going to outlaw sexualizing little kids behind the backs of parents. The left, no. What kind of country are we living in where we even have to pass a bill that outlaws sexualizing kids aged 4 to 8 in the classroom? What kind of country are we living in where Florida teachers are angry that they can't discuss their personal lives with your little kids, much less discuss sex? What kind of country are we living in where the Walt Disney Company, a company built on the idea of preserving the innocence of children and teaching them lessons about honesty, hard work, and true love, is now openly bragging about feeding the little kids sexual propaganda? Of course, this is grooming. What else would you call it? What is the rationale for telling innocent little boys that they might be girls or gay or bisexual? What other rationale could there be for that other than to destroy their innocence, to turn them into sexual creatures, and warp their sexuality into something that can later be exploited? Behind the backs of parents. For the life of me, except for my second grade teacher talking about the day John Kennedy was assassinated, I cannot remember a single teacher who ever discussed their personal life. A couple of times, I remember seeing a teacher outside of school, at the store or something, and how odd it was to realize they existed outside the classroom. The thing to keep in mind here is that this is not a gay thing. It's not gay people looking to groom little kids. Plenty of gay people are as disgusted by this as anyone. In fact, this sick movement is a terrible disservice to gays. What you have here is the left working overtime to bring to life the very worst stereotypes about homosexuals looking to recruit among the innocent. What you have here is Disney bringing to life these terrible stereotypes. But that doesn't change the fact that the left is desperate to groom your kids, to sexualize them behind your back. Why? Well, a whole lot of leftists want to have sex with your kids, and want to normalize sex between kids and adults. The evidence of that is everywhere. Democrats know opening the southern border will mean the import of child sex slaves. And yet, Democrats still open the border. Democrats continue to release child predators and suspected predators. We're about to be saddled with a Supreme Court justice who shrugs at child porn. More than one left-wing publication has asked us to better understand and sympathize with child molesters. The left embraced Jeffrey Epstein for decades. The left-wing Lincoln Project shielded a suspected predator. The other reason for the grooming is political. Democrats are losing key parts of their coalition, the working class, Hispanics, and chunks of the black population. One way they see of making up those numbers is to create a lot of damaged and broken young people obsessed with their sexuality. It's just a fact that neurotic, unhappy lunatics and narcissists who define themselves by what they do with their sex organs vote Democrat. So, Democrats want to damage your kids to create a whole lot more of them. There is nothing healthy about exposing prepubescent kids to sexuality. And doing it behind the backs of parents is outright demonic. The left does not care about kids. To serve their political ends, the left is willing to butcher babies even as they exit the birth canal. The left's only morality is what achieves their goals. And if that means turning your kids over to perverts and degenerates in the classroom, so be it. If you want to know how wrong this is, think about this. Would you discuss any kind of sexuality with your nieces and nephews? Of course you wouldn't. The very idea is revolting, and that's family. Now imagine how twisted and sick you have to be to want to talk about sex to a classroom of 5-year-olds. These are bad people, evil people, and they are coming for your kids. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.